Welcome to Chat Grapple and Cheap Pops podcast, the quick version, which is a Royal Rumble preview.
Yeah, baby.
We are one day out from Royal Rumble 2021. It will be in front of no fans. It will be at the Thunderdome in Tropicana Field in St. Pete. Good old St. Pete. We've had some good shows there from WCW back in the day. IBJB. That beautiful man in front of me, or in front of you now, is Chris. Or the beautiful man in your ears is Chris.
I'll be coming in your ears very soon.
Just like Chorley FM.
Chorley FM coming in your ears. You know. So we are coming in your ears. It is, like I say, the big bad JB, myself, Chris Dredd. We are looking forward to the Royal Rumble. I am hyped. I mean, it's quite weird because I do like a good Royal Rumble. I mean, who don't love a good Royal Rumble? And you know, we need something at the minute. We're living from day to day. We're still locked down. We're still going through the coronavirus. I mean, all we really have to look forward to these little bits and bobs, you know what I mean? You can't even go and see your nan. So least we can do is watch some wrestling and chat with you guys about it. Now,
well, this is it. The road to WrestleMania starts here.
It does indeed.
And when I say it starts here, it starts on this show.
Right now. That's right. Do you know what I mean? I mean, this is really, would you say the Royal Rumble's like the second biggest show of the year, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Gotta be, isn't it?
Yeah, it's absolutely right. It's the second big show of the year. Everyone looks forward to the Royal Rumble. Everyone knows, you know, it's in January. It's always a huge part of WrestleMania season. They're always special. It doesn't matter if, you know, someone you hate wins it. It's the Royal Rumble. Enjoy it. Sit back and enjoy. Before we get into things really quickly, a quick thank you to BBC Three Counties Radio for having me on their breakfast show last Friday to talk MMA, of all things. We're not an MMA podcast. We're not a boxing podcast. We're a wrestling podcast, but we do know our shit. So,
well, myself and JB actually had a chat the other day. You know, we're a retro wrestling podcast and we love MMA. We've been following the UFC since fucking day one, mate. Since like one. I remember going to Trocadero, okay, in London. Anyone who's of a certain age will know about Trocadero, right? There's a massive HMV or whatever it was in there, okay? Virgin Megastore, I think it was at the time, right?
Yeah.
And I went in there and I bought a box set, okay? It was UFC 1, UFC 2, and UFC 3 on a box set. VHS, fam. VHS, right? And
To carry that home, like, in a huge, like, duffel bag.
Bro, it was sick. And they had, like, that was the time when they had the roller coaster inside the Trocadero. You know what I mean? Like, back in the day, bro. And I remember coming home with it, and my dad goes, "What's this then?" Like, do you know what I mean? I was showing the thing and he's like, "Oh, well, what's this then?" I was like, "It's UFC, people actually fighting." He's like, "What is it? That fake wrestling shit." That's what he actually said to me, right? He was like, "What is it, like that fake wrestling shit?" I went, "No, this is real fighting." Like, do you know what I mean? Showed him the video and all that. And yeah, man, it's like, I've got fond memories of when the UFC started.
I mean, we'll save it for another day, but there's always time to chat about the influences that wrestling has on MMA, you know, whether it comes to their entrances or, you know, certain characteristics, you know.
The promos, bro. Stuff
like, yeah, they fucking yeah, promos have come straight out of Wrestling 101. But again, that is for another day. We are here to talk about the Royal Rumble. We are going to jump. We're going to dive straight in. There's not that many matches booked for this show outside of the, you know, Rumble matches themselves, which is, you know, perfectly fine. It's what we wanted. So, we're not sure, like, on match, like, the actual rundown of who's which match is going on when. So, I'm going to jump in and say, let's start with the women's tag team title, Asuka and Charlotte taking on Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. Now, for me, I always liked Shayna's work. I think she has the aura of a champion. Whether or not anyone else does, that's...
She should have won the fucking... She should have run the Rumble last year, dude. She should have...
She was booked really strong, wasn't she?
She should have won it. I thought the ending to last year's Women's Royal Rumble, where it was Flair that won it, I thought it was a bit of a hokey finish. You know, the whole, like, leg pulling her over the top. Do you know what I mean? Do you remember it?
No, I... Yes.
It was a bit hokey.
I also feel like this could be a good way to end Nia and Shayna's partnership by with them losing this match. I think they could just split them up and be done with it and let them move on. However, the real story arc for me could be that Asuka and Charlotte split and fall out in this match. And Charlotte goes on to win the Rumble and they face each other at WrestleMania.
Yeah, because Asuka's got the Raw Women's Championship belt at the moment.
Yeah.
So, and it's getting lost in the schmoz at the minute. So, I would say that's more likely, to be fair.
The only other thing would be if they retain and they still work a split later on.
They barbershop it later down the line. Which is
why I'm predicting still champions. Asuka and Charlotte.
Yeah, not and new.
And still. That's right.
And still. All right. Well, going for that. I mean, it could go either way, really. I mean, it'll be I do think they would probably the likelihood is they'll probably retain. I can't see I can't see him losing the titles at this time.
Next up, it's a match that sadly doesn't interest me, even though we're big Sasha fans. Sasha and Carmella. Sasha returns. Yes. Done.
There's no question. I mean, Sasha's just a straight G. Do you know what I mean? She's a straight G.
It feels like Sasha's moving on to a big match at WrestleMania. So the best way to deal with that is to just get Carmella out of the way pretty quickly.
Yeah, and when we talk about Carmella, though, we've got to talk about Enzo Amore and Big Cass.
She's outgrown him now.
I mean, she has, but the thing is, I love Royal Rumbles, and we're going to talk about it in a minute for the surprise entrance, yeah? And it's been, to be honest, kayfabe's dying has kind of killed that surprise element to it. The rag sheets, brother. They've kind of killed any kind of surprises. You get what I'm saying? But
yeah,
fuck me. I would love to just hear Enzo's music kick in and him turn up at the Rumble, dude. Dancing in the...
It doesn't work
with a crowd. Even at home, man, I'd be having a little... I'd have a chubby on that one.
From Sasha and Carmella, we go to Drew and Goldberg for the Raw heavyweight title. I'm really hoping that Claymore just ends this quickly.
Bro, it sounds a lot like, I'm sure the Fiend will beat fucking Goldberg. You know, it's one of them ones where you never fucking know, bro. Come on. We're better than that. We know
I love Goldberg's run in 98 in WCW. It's brilliant. It's so good. But this version of Goldberg isn't world title material. I'm sorry. It's just me.
Again, it's one of these things where I think all of these results could possibly tie in to possible surprise entrance into the Rumble. So... I don't want to bust my nut quite yet.
We could still have a surprise entrant in this match.
I mean,
Miz still holds the Money in the Bank briefcase.
It's in my notes, bro. The Miz will cash in. The Miz will cash in very soon.
The Miz could cash in and steal the title.
Or
he could cash in and somehow end up taking the pin in this match.
Yeah, which I think would go with his character, though, wouldn't it?
Going with, I think, if anyone deserves a title run, it's Miz.
I mean, I saw a great, I saw, like, you had Big E and Miz and Morrison backstage, and Miz was there with a briefcase and everything. And Morrison was like, yeah, he goes, they were talking about the stock market. And he goes, yeah, did you know you can make money on, like, shorting out stock, on betting against stocks? It's called shorting. He goes, I'm about to make some big money with GameStop. And he was just like, it was great. Like, Miz and Morrison are just, I like them. I like them a lot, yeah, man. I love it, mate. Love it. I'm sorry. I also saw a Big E set. Did you see the Big E segment when he was talking about being greased up? He was like, yeah, I'm just going to, he goes, I'm just going to oil myself up. He's like, cocoa butter. I'm just going to lie in the really middle well. Of the ring. Yeah, it's so good, man. He just, he makes me laugh. I like him a lot. I like him.
So this is something that we can put in the description, that Chris really loves watching Big E grease himself up.
I would happily watch Big E grease himself up. And if he's watching, big up yourself, dude. You're a funny fucker, honestly.
So where's your prediction going?
What, for the actual, for that match?
For this one, yeah.
Bro, I'd like to think that they're going to build up Drew, but can I be honest? I think they're going to fucking let Goldberg win it, bro.
I've picked Goldberg as well.
I know. It's, you know, the hopeful wrestling fan in me goes, yeah.
I suppose, you know, in a way, it's probably better that it's difficult to pick this one because, you know, it makes it more fun, I guess. But yeah, picking Goldberg, it'd be an interesting run to WrestleMania. There he is. For those that are watching on YouTube,
here's Goldberg
pumping himself up.
Of course he is.
Yeah, it's. Do I want to see Goldberg with the title? No.
Yeah.
We'll be going to WrestleMania to face someone, probably. Roman Reigns, Kevin Owens for the SmackDown heavyweight title, Universal title, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Slightly easy one to pick for me. This, you know, Kevin Owens is doing really good stuff on SmackDown. I really enjoy his work. But I can't see Roman not going into WrestleMania as champion.
I can't. To be honest, like, for me, when I see Kevin Owens, it's hard for me to separate the Kevin Steen character that I watched for so many years on Ring of Honor.
It's just an extension of himself, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of them ones where, bro, I've seen him. I've seen him near enough fucking kill people doing like the compact, like, pile driver, power cradle bomb.
Pile driver thing, yeah.
Yeah, I think they made it illegal one time because it looked so brutal. But I've seen him do that to people through tables and ladders and fucking barbed wire. You know, this match is a last man standing match.
Yeah.
I can't see it on WWE, unfortunately, but I would literally love to see a bloodbath in this match. Do you get what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, you're right. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. But they could still have Roman win it, but have literally them beat the living snot out of each other, blood, guts, everything. And then literally one, you know, Roman pulls himself up somehow, you know.
I don't think it's going to go that way. I think you could have some sort of shitty finish where Jey Uso helps hold him down or something. Kevin, that is.
Yeah.
The ref gets to 10.
I've got.
Like we're both picking Roman Reigns.
Yeah, I think we are thinking. I like Kevin Owens. I mean, you know, and I like Kevin Steen. You know, like I say, one of my favorite matches, even though it wasn't a great match, was Ring of Honor, where it was the Briscoe brothers versus Kevin Steen and El Generico. Who's actually Sami Zayn? You know, or
Sami Zayn will never admit that.
Huh?
Sami will never admit that.
Yeah, you know, but it is, you know, Sami Zayn's character as well. Let me just say, right? When I was wrestling, okay, I had the idea for a conspiracy theorist character. I had that fucking idea, man. I'm telling you.
You still live that gimmick, right?
I'm living the gimmick, bro. I will always live that gimmick, okay? My tinfoil hat is in the kitchen next door. But I like that character that they're doing with Sami Zayn at the moment. I think they could go quite far with it. But yeah, it's I can only see Roman winning.
Now, speaking of conspiracies, wasn't your 24-hour Facebook ban a plot by many European governments to defame you?
To silence me?
Yeah.
Yes. I am fresh off a 24-hour Facebook ban because of comments that were made by myself in a certain AEW
Please tell them the horrific words you used.
The fact I will tell you the horrific words that I called someone a knob, and a cocky twat, which I mean I think they're quite mild terms actually, maybe even a term of endearment in some circles to call someone a twat, you know what I mean? But yes, I was talking about Tony Khan not buying Impact. And the fact that any financial advisor would advise against that, because obviously Impact has its issues, its viewership's quite low, it's been in the hole many times for money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then this guy kept going to me saying, yeah, but are you a financial advisor though? Are you a financial advisor though? No, I'm not. And you're still a knob, was actually my words. And he said, if you call me a knob one more time, I'm going to report you. I said, all right, how about if I call you a cocky twat instead? And that was the nail in the coffin. Gone. Also, just a quick one. We're talking about AEW, just while we're on the subject, just very quickly, dude. I know, look at him laughing his ass off now.
We weren't talking about AEW. But
we weren't, but we are just me. Very quickly. I hope and I pray that Sting is all right after this match that they're doing on AEW. I know it's going to be a cinematic style match, but still bumps will probably be taken. And I just hope he's all right.
Crash mats and camera shots, man.
Reckon?
Yeah, of course.
I fucking hope so. Anyway, Stinger, I hope you're all right, bruv. You know what I mean? Darby can bump for both of you. I hope he's all right.
I will ask you a question on AEW. Do you think AEW will eventually move to some sort of pay-per-view match that is very similar to a Rumble or a big-ass Battle Royal World War III style? You know how much I love that. But do you think they'll eventually push one of those onto one of their big shows? Because right now they don't have... They have the casino ladder match or whatever. That is... It's a bump. It's a spot fest. And it's not great.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll move to a sort of a big battle royal / gauntlet rumble type thing to push someone into a main event like match against a champion?
Man, it's hard to say. I mean,
it wouldn't be stealing because every company has one like this type match. So
yeah, I mean, to be honest though, I still think. Unfortunately, I still do think AEW's got a long, long way to go. And I think their stubbornness to be different from WWE means that they probably won't do it, man. I mean, we saw the casino, like you say, they have the Casino Royale fucking match thing. The last one had Matt Sydal slipping off the top turnbuckles, weren't it? That was the last one. I can't see it, mate. I think they're trying to be too different. They don't want to be,
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think they will. I think they'll just try. They've got so many other type of gimmick matches that they've had in AEW. I mean, they'll come up with some fucking bullshit.
What, the orange juice swimming pool?
Yeah, mojito.
Madness, I don't know. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, that mojito madness. Don't give him any ideas, man. Jesus. There we go. We'll copyright mojito madness match, please. Otherwise, they'll be using it. Women's Royal Rumble. This one's tougher to pick.
Can I come with the surprise, possible surprise entrance before we actually say who wins it?
Well, yeah, we can. There should be some surprises. There always is. I think we might see Ronda Rousey.
We might see Ronda Rousey. We might even see people like Trish Stratus.
Yeah, Trish, Melina, Alicia Fox. You know,
Melina. Yeah, Melina definitely. I also think that Rhea Ripley will be in it.
Yeah, I can imagine Rhea will get a chance in the Rumble.
I think they'll give her a shot. Even Beth Phoenix, she was in the Final Four last year.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly. It's a weird one, the women's Rumble, because...
Too early for Becky Lynch?
I would say so.
I would hope so, yeah.
But the thing is, though, man, fuck, you know, I see, I don't want to... All right, can I just say, I actually think a surprise for the men's Rumble could be to do with her as well. I think people know where I'm going with that. But I wouldn't... I think 7 or 8 weeks after having a child.
Yeah,
you would unless,
see her in the Rumble.
Unless she's going to be number 30, bro, and then just do a couple of moves and bosh someone out.
And then get thrown out, yeah.
Or win it.
Well, here's the thing. Like, can you pick a winner?
I have got a handful of people. Would you like
Let's
me to...
Let's have them.
Here's my handful of people, right? I don't think that she should quite yet, but a possible winner is Bianca Belair. Possible.
Good one.
I still don't think she's got the skills on the stick to get like a main push. And I don't know if her going for the title quite yet is. But I do think
she carries a lot of charisma just by not talking, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. Yeah. But I do think that her and Bayley's feud will. I actually think Bianca Belair will eliminate Bayley.
It's going that way.
It's going that way. I think that's going to happen. But my pick is either Rhea Ripley.
Yeah.
Alexa Bliss.
It's a good one, yeah.
Bianca Belair. Or there was one more. Like a surprise, one of the surprise entrants, maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
Depending on who it is, it could be Ronda Rousey. It could be, it could be. Who did we just say? Do you reckon?
I mean, I'm picking Charlotte. Just. You know, I feel like that tag team could break up and go towards a WrestleMania match. There's also a side one, whether WWE want to banter everyone and have Lana make a return and win.
I've seen talk of that, and it, to be honest, her winning it by doing absolutely fuck all would be great.
You'd enjoy that.
I'd enjoy it. I mean, because for me as well, I like wrestling, obviously. Yeah. But I also like the play part of it. I also like the character work of it. You know, some of my favourite wrestlers weren't actually the best fucking wrestlers. You know, I'm still a massive Enzo mark. And, it was literally zero to do with what he did in the ring.
Well, yeah, I get the feeling Charlotte's going to win it. Like I said, we could be in for a real surprise. They could give it to someone we've just not spoken about at all.
Yeah.
We might get the odd NXT appearance as well, like I said, from Rhea or Toni Storm or, whoever. It's likely to be another good Rumble. The women's Rumbles are always fun. They're always good. Well, they've only had, two? So,
yeah.
Yeah, we're still enjoying them. Men's Rumble. Lots of ways to go on this. However, Keith Lee is rumoured to be out of the Rumble.
Is that for realsies though? Yeah,
like COVID.
So it's not like kayfabe COVID. It's like
I've not heard of any kayfabe COVID yet. But
are they fucking working us? Is this a work?
Could be a work, and they could just chuck him in. Here's where, like, I genuinely can't see anyone from Raw winning it apart from Randy Orton, but even then, I doubt it. He's got other things going on, which is likely to be the Firefly Funhouse match at WrestleMania with Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
They could swerve and have Ali win it with Retribution helping him, but again, no. I think someone from SmackDown's going to win it. And the way they're building it, I mean, some of the guys have been booked really strong recently on SmackDown.
Yeah.
You know, Daniel Bryan, Nakamura, Cesaro, Big E.
AJ.
Yeah. AJ's on Raw, isn't he?
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think AJ's going to win it.
I don't either.
The other one, which is not a surprise, might be, could Jey Uso earn another shot at being head of the table, or, you know, man of the family, or whatever it is?
I mean, I actually think that Jimmy Uso is going to return
in the Rumble.
Yes, I do. I think Jimmy Uso is going to come. I think, can I list a few people that I think might turn up?
Yeah, well, we've got a huge list of names like that could turn up, so let's have it.
I reckon that Finn Balor's probably going to be entered.
NXT champion. I'm not sure if he'll jump in there.
It'd be nice to see him in there.
Yeah.
I think The Fiend will show up at some point and screw over Randy Orton.
Yeah, he'll get rid of Orton.
Here's some big ones, dude. Get your big boy pants on. Are you ready?
Let's have it.
Lesnar.
Yes, Brock Lesnar is a name that's gone round a lot. I'm quoting someone now. You have to bear with me because I've got it on here on my phone. Chris Dees, at PWC Dees on Twitter from It's Our House podcast. Go and check them out. It's good fun. They do lots of really good interviews and stuff. He tweeted 3 days ago, or this was 4 days ago now, on January 26th, WWE filed a lawsuit against the US Citizenship and Immigration Services in the District Court of Connecticut, which is where WWE is based. Rumors going around it's because they weren't able to get a performer into the US in time for the Rumble.
And you think that might have been possibly Brock Lesnar?
Could be Brock Lesnar. It could be, you know, Chris's suggestions that it's Jay White from New Japan.
Right. I can't see that personally.
Not being Jay White, no?
No. Okay. I can't see that at all.
A logical... more logical reason is it would be Mako Satomura, who is now signed on with the NXT UK brand, which is a massive coup for them. They're going to have some good matches over there on NXT UK. Brock Lesnar would be the obvious choice.
I would say Brock Lesnar, but there's also another one. Have you got your second pair of big boy pants as well?
Go on.
The Rock.
I can't see Dwayne jumping in there now.
Bro, I'm telling you, I would imagine at some point they would have The Rock come back and actually have a match with Rain.
I think the plan is to do that in front of a massive crowd and not do it in a Thunderdome or in front of a lesser crowd of, say, 20,000. They're going to do it in front of 100,000.
Well, they would like to. But the problem is, no one can make any plans to when that would be. No. So, you know, and obviously they don't want to leave it, I would think, too many years down the line.
Yeah.
Because obviously The Rock is, he's still in shit hot shape. Can I tell you one other person I think that might enter the Rumble, and it would actually give me, again, a chubby on, right?
He's talking about his chubby again, people.
This guy.
Samoa Joe. Yeah. Well, Joe's sitting at the commentary desk. You know, could he do what many commentators have done before and just be, you know, in his wrestling gear at the desk?
or just, you know, yeah, just literally get up and say, right, fuck it, I'm going to have it, you know?
I've been doing a little bit of digging around and research online. A lot of these will likely not happen, but, you know, some of them carry a bit of weight here and there. Cain Velasquez, who had a pretty poor run, actually, in the WWE with Brock Lesnar, but they like Cain Velasquez. They wanted him to be fit when he came back or came in again. He is legit. He is a UFC heavyweight champion just like Brock. He could easily come walk into this Rumble and dump a load of people out and win it. There's a name actually that you might like that actually came up on my feed earlier. It was Big Cass.
Dude, I'm telling you, weirder things have
not
happened.
Not him, though. Big Cass.
No, but Big Cass, that's, I mean, he's, you know, 7 foot tall. You can't teach that.
True.
You know, it is, but there's another big name, I think, that is actually well in with a shout to win it, dude, as well. And I think he's on the tip of your tongue as well.
Go on.
Seth Rollins.
Yeah, Seth has been, well, they tried to write him back in a couple of weeks ago, didn't they? Saying he was going to be on one of the shows and then he wasn't. So,
because a face Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns at some point.
Yeah, they haven't done it that way yet. They've done it the other way around, where Roman's face, because Roman was always babyface.
Yeah.
But other names I've seen and heard about is Big Show, you know, standard. Always Big Show always turns up in Rumbles. He's still in shape. He could probably throw up a couple of people out and then get chucked out.
Yeah.
But as far as winning it, who have you got?
There's another couple of, like, these are my hopefuls that I hope turn up, right? Booker T.
Yeah.
Because there was talk of him joining the Hurt Business somewhere along the line. I heard.
I don't think that will happen.
But yeah, RVD has just been, he's left Impact.
Oh, has he? Okay.
Yes, I believe so. And he's another one that might, you know, is a possible one that they might have wanted to get in because he could do some great shit in a Rumble.
Yeah.
And also the last one, John Cena, bro.
Well, seeing him do WrestleMania adverts might have put, you know, the little chip in the brain. To get people ticking over thinking he might turn up.
He lost to Roman, didn't he? In his last...
No, his last WrestleMania appearance was with Bray.
Oh, sorry, it was Bray, but he, I was going to say, he lost his last match, basically.
Yeah.
It was one of them. So, can you imagine, dude? I know, but this is another thing. With a crowd, the roof would come off. You imagine Cena's music. Just, you know... Whatever you think of Cena, I don't give a shit. Like, to hear that fucking music drop, wow!
I have a hope for. I hope Wade Barrett enters the Rumble. I don't know if he's fit or not. Like, he's good to go, but like to see him in the Rumble. He's, you know, always been a favorite. Someone you won't see, or I would gladly put money on it, and people will still cry about it. Is CM Punk? Stop!
It's not. Yeah, Punk's.
You know, every
Punk's
tweet gone. I see, what would you do if you see this guy in the Rumble? Like, whatever, man. Like, he's not going to be in the Rumble.
Yeah.
Cool, that's out. Like, don't worry.
That's verbal masturbation, that is. Oh. That's just pleasuring yourself. Mental masturbation. I mean, I would like to see the Iron Sheik turn up. You know? Fuck the Hulk Hogan! You know? Have him turn up with the fucking clubs. Fuck this!
Yeah.
The fuck? Fuck the Ultimate Warrior!
Who's going to win?
Oh, dude, you're putting me on the spot, bruv.
Pick me a winner.
Can I give you three possibles that I think...
Give me two. Give me one if you think they're going to turn up, and give me one that's already listed.
Oh, you bitch. Okay. Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
And we've recently seen, we haven't spoke about him yet, Braun Strowman.
Yeah, Strowman returned on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Last night, yeah.
He did. I watched it. I watched him return and just fucking slam the shit out of people. Okay, so the one that is already in it that I think we're probably going to win it, that we know is in it, is Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
One that could just turn up, Seth Rollins, bro.
Seth, okay.
It's, to be honest, but to be honest as well, though, Brock Lesnar, you know what would be fucked? You know what would be fucked?
Not another Goldberg match at WrestleMania.
Yep. That's what that... Dude, think like Vince. You've got to put yourself in...
I've got one more sidetrack for you that involves Brock Lesnar being at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
It involves Brock Lesnar winning the title in February.
Right.
Before WrestleMania. It involves him winning the title before WrestleMania. Bobby Lashley. They've been wanting to put that match on forever.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of Lashley, bruv.
Oh, this is hurtful.
No, I think, hurtful, you know why? Business. No, I know, but I just think his time in TNA sullied him for me. And to be honest, you know, he's doing good things now. But I don't know if I like the character. I just think, yeah.
I'm picking Daniel Bryan as well, which is, you know, we've spoken about it on other shows. I've picked Bryan from the beginning.
Yeah.
But if we have someone return, I'm probably going to say Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
And that's just because, yeah, we could be going towards another Brock and Goldberg WrestleMania.
I think they're going to try hotshot it, bro, because, you know, it will be one of them things. I think it's possible that we could have WrestleMania headline Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg.
It won't be the main event. Yeah, Roman seems to be putting his stamp on being in the main event, the fight, the last match as such. But yeah, that's...
Or even Brock, you know, because Brock and Paul Heyman have obviously got history. And, you know...
Well, a Brock-Roman match with Paul Heyman in the middle would be...
Yeah.
Interesting.
Would be good. You know, I'd watch the shit out of that. I really would.
The promos would be on fire.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's cool because, in a way, this Rumble could be great. It could be... And it's actually making me think that I might actually stay up and watch it, have a few coffees and...
You know, I've got work Monday morning. I'm not going to be able to stay up and watch it.
Well, I mean, I should be. I've got things to do Monday as well, so I shouldn't really stay up and watch it. But, I mean, when's it available? Is it literally available to watch straight away after, isn't it? So, I mean,
it'll be live on the network. So, yeah, you can watch it straight after. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you can watch it literally straight after. So, I might just wake up super early on Monday morning and watch it before I see any.
Switch your phone off. Yeah.
Spoilers. Yeah.
Yeah, that means you got to turn off Facebook and.
Don't know the AEW group.
You've not been banned again.
I know. I might just call someone a cunt flap and just get banned so then I can't.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's our predictions, our preview of Royal Rumble. Let us know what you think. If you've got any ideas, if you've got any better ideas than us, which is, you know, likely because we chat shit. remember, if you're, you know, listening, write a review, follow, tell your friends, tell your family, call your mama, whatever. You know, just give us some positive feedback, you know, on there. And if you're watching, slap the bell around.
Dude, slap the bell around. Touch it. Caress it. Flick it. You know, touch it with your elbow, with your nose, with your middle finger if you fucking need to. You know, like, take your finger.
Like, comment, and don't forget to subscribe. As Chris always says, he doesn't want your money.
We always say that. That is our catchphrase. We don't want your money. We want YouTube's money. And I'm going to leave these guys with one of the greatest Royal Rumble performances and wins of all time. And it comes from the 1992 WWF annual. And it's this man.
Nate himself, the real world champion.
The real world champion, bro. His 1992 Royal Rumble that was sold the shit out of by Bobby the Brain Heenan on commentary is still something for me that I can still watch time and time again. Yeah, you know, Heenan asking, how long's he been in there now? How long's he been in there now? You know, great stuff. And this is what we're hoping for the Royal Rumble, Sunday night, Monday morning. We want a big Rumble. I think a lot of people are anticipating that it's going to be good, Jord, isn't it?
We're all hoping for a good one. So
everyone's hoping for a good one. So let's hope that the WWE can do us proud and pull one of these great events out of their arse in a time where it's pretty tough.
Yeah. Excellent. Right. Thank you very much for sticking with us. It's a very, very short episode this week. Enjoy the Rumble.
Watch this before you watch the Rumble.
That's right.
Watch this before you watch the Rumble. Maybe our predictions are right. Maybe they're completely up the wazoo. Who knows?
Exactly. We'll see you next week. Enjoy the Rumble. Stay safe. Take care.
Peace.